The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
JPC, I have a question for you.
Yes, please.
And I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be presumptive. I don't, you know, I want to ask you something. I've been afraid to ask it on the regular episode, so I thought to ask
you. He just wants to ask you something.
I want to ask you on the Patreon, because I feel like the Patreon's a safe space that you can't get mad at me.
Patreon's a safe space. He just wants to ask you something.
Okay, but we are establishing right now, episode 100, Patreon's a safe place. So it's a safe space.
Everybody, put down your swords.
Put down your swords. Okay. And I talked to Erin about this, and she said I should ask you. She said you're not going to get mad, and so I checked in with everyone.
1 second, just putting down all of my swords: claymore, broadsword, bastard, short sword.
Casey, please put in a bunch of clangs every time he
rapier
drops something.
Swordfish,
DVD jewel case of swordfish.
Thank you for putting these sounds in, Casey.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Just ask it.
Please.
Just ask it.
JPC, are your fingers real?
Oh my God, you asked. I didn't think you'd ask.
Oh okay. No. He's not giving an answer.
No, I can't in good conscience give the answer that yes, my fingers are real.
He's waiting. I will say. Fake little fingers.
Some of them are real. Some of them have been replaced. Huh? I am saving. I wish you hadn't asked me. If you had asked me in 6 months, I would say no. I am saving to get them all upgraded.
Oh.
Because what I was finding was that my fingers are bad and they are breaking all the time. And I'm upgrading them to be better so that they are doing less breaking.
What are they going to be? Are they going to be fingers, like electronic fingers or something else?
Well, Erin, and JPC, I don't mean to step on your reply here, but as far as I know, it goes fingers are the lowest, then it goes dingers, then it goes singers, and then I think bingers are what you're aiming for.
Well, I want to get that surgery where you turn your fingers into Twizzlers. So when you go to the movies, your snack's right there.
I guess the secret's out, so I can show you off right now what I am working with. I still have three of my original fingers. I have a corn dog. I have a fish plank from Long John Silver's.
Oh, I'm coming over.
I have a...
Addle!
As you can see, one of these is a paper clip, bent all but the last, bent straight all but the last one, so it's got a little hook at the end.
I can't tell so far, so amazing job by that person.
I'm counting them off. Yes, my surgeon is very good, very discreet, very internet, very meme culture, very online, very Twitter, very angry, very white man.
Uh-oh.
One of them seems to be a fly swatter.
One of them is a fly. That's good. You know, but what's at the end of that fly swatter? A loofah. So it's really for cleaning, not for swatting flies.
A back swatter?
It's a back swatter. It's a back sweater. So
what
all the back
is the
sweat
difference?
That I get.
That's just a loofah.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm trying to be a little a loofah. And then the rest are pencils. Shut up, both of you, because we have something important to do today.
Okay. Whatever. I'll do it. I literally show up and go, if we talk about JPC's fingers being weird stuff the whole time, I'm here for that.
What a
if,
gift.
If all we do is see who can make the weirdest noise with their nose, I'm here for that too.
Okay,
I will literally do whatever.
What's your weirdest? I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't expecting that. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was quieter than what that was. I thought she was going to try to make a nose. Oh, that's a really good noise.
I'm ready.
Well, yay. Speaking of things that are really great noises, I would love to introduce you guys to a noise right here.
What? GPC super fair, well thought out, very fun, kitchen upgrade trivia, spectacular.
That's right, friends. We are again playing America's favorite game. That's JPC's super fair, well thought out, very fun, kitchen upgrade trivia, spectacular.
So soon?
Woo, woo. We're into part two. Now, I can say, Aaron,
I thought we'd have to get through at least 11 more small, mediums, and larges to get back to this.
Hey, truly, I was going to sit on this and stretch it out, but I have this shit in my apartment, and I cannot stress this enough. I do not want it here.
Yay!
Woo. Applause from the audience. Big applause. Huge
All right,
laugh.
Let's get into it.
Last night, I slept with that hot dog toaster as my pillow.
And
you did the
right
thing.
Not what it's for.
I slept terribly.
Let's do a check-in. Have you guys used any of the things that you've won in the last Kitchen Upgrade trivia?
100%.
I have not, but I'm dying to. I have not because Gemma left for work the morning of our live show. That's when I got the stuff from you. So I haven't cooked. I've only ordered takeout. So
nice.
I am, or delivery. So I am waiting to cook until Gemma gets back.
And I've used the sponge and the salt and pepper thing. The sponge is disgusting already. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that sponge bed is going to be disgusting. That's an immediate throwaway.
I like
sponge
my real bed.
Sponge bed, gross pants.
Well, I am so excited because we have some more fantastic, fantabulous, fabulous prizes on the line today. Woo. And because I always write more than we end up using, we have another category just to even us out. Because last time we got through 5 of the 9, so this time we're going to add one more category to the mix. I don't remember who was ahead, and I don't remember what happened last time. So, Aaron, control of the board is going to start with you. But before we can
that
play the
right.
game, we have to re-meet our lovely contestants. She is a Boston gal, Chicago native, and soon to be an L.A. mama. She's getting pregnant in L.A.?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah,
What's up, L.A.?
Let's not close ourselves off to the possibility.
I'm a Chicago
10 and an L.A. pregnant.
Let's meet Aaron Keefe. Aaron, what have you been up to since last we spoke?
Thank you so much for having me. I've cried in the shower 2 times. Can't wait to play.
He's a Chicago native, Palestinian-looking guy, but you'd never know by looking at him. He's Adil Rafai. Adil, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. Every spring for me is an Arab spring. I was yelled at by Gemma because she listened to the last episode of this game show. She absolutely loved it, but she screamed at me because she said, is JPC really giving out prizes? And I said, yes. And she goes, and you're giving joke answers? So I need to play for real and try and get as many prizes
Gemma,
as possible.
Hey, Gemma, stop. I'm trying to win. Let him do joke answers. I need stuff, Gemma. I love stuff.
Well, we love that, and we love that you're getting some motivation to win some fabulous prizes. We have some fabulous prizes on the line today, but again, you have to win the round before you can get the prize. Control of the board, back to Aaron. Aaron, your categories for today are roads, fine dining, Boston. Hold on, I'm sorry. Nick, cut it out. You are on thin ice, okay? God, you're good looking.
God, I love when he goes beep boop.
Please get me off the ice. It's cracking.
He's so good looking. Okay.
He's so hot and he's about to fall through that ice.
Nick is on ice, and so when Nick falls through the ice, that is the bonus round that I have not
so
planned.
Hot that
so
he probably, up that ice.
He probably won't. Ice. Rhodes, uh-huh. Fine dining, Boston, space, international law. The new category is fine dining. That is the new one that has been added to the game.
I'm going to go for international law just because everyone last time was disappointed that we didn't choose that category.
Aaron, you have selected international law.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, remember, I want you have to say buzz before you can give your answer for the category of international law.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you. That's 1 point to Aaron. In Milan, Italy, it is illegal for citizens to frown in public unless they're at a funeral or visiting someone in the hospital. Another place that you can visit is Washington, D.C. Do you think JPC would enjoy a little visit to Washington, D.C. today?
Buzz.
Aaron.
Not today. The cherry blossoms are not in bloom, and he doesn't want to talk to a bunch of people who are politics.
Interesting answer. Adil, I am going to give you a chance to steal if you think that you have something, if you think you have the more correct answer here.
I'm going to say buzz. Yes, you would, because anytime you're in our nation's capital, you become JDC, which is one of your favorite alter egos. Mm-hmm. And you love standing outside the government buildings and yelling and calling them all cucks.
Well, Adel, you know me too well. I do love yelling at people and calling them cucks, but I can do that at any city in the United States, because every single city is full of you cuck motherfuckers.
Oh, we should have known it was that.
Also, I want to give a big shout out to the new cartoon that I have debuting on ABC coming this summer. It's called Darkwing Cuck. It's basically Darkwing Duck, but he sits in a corner and watches his wife get fucked.
It's mm-hmm. bad. It's bad.
It's bad, and it shouldn't be on TV. Aaron, you are closest without going over. It is raining in Washington, D.C. today, and I don't like to travel places while it is raining. I like to see the city that I'm in, and if it's raining, it kind of spoils it for me.
Oh,
so
nice.
No, I would not like to go to Washington, D.C. today. Round two, international law. In Mexico, it is illegal for bicyclists to lift their feet off the pedals while riding, as this might cause them to lose control of the bike. What's a song that would play at a wedding which might cause me to lose control?
Buzz.
Adel.
I'm going to say Hey Ya by Outkast.
No, I can keep it together for Hey Ya by Outkast. That's not the one. That is a very good guess. Aaron.
I was going to go for the song Lose Control, but instead I'm going to go for Come On Eileen.
Nope, Come On Eileen, a song I love to sing, but not a song that's going to get me out on that dance floor. Okay, we're not moving on from this round until you get the song that might cause me to lose control
Buzz.
At a wedding. Adel.
We Are Family.
Ooh, We Are Family, classic wedding song. I'm keeping it classically controlled. Aaron.
Music makes you lose control. Music makes you lose control. Let's go. Here we go now. Here we go now. Here we go now. Oh, Music makes me lose control.
Aaron,
music.
I know that you are singing part of the song, but it does not register to me, and you can see clearly I am not losing control. That is incorrect. Adel,
Buzz.
Back to you.
I don't know the name of the song, but...
That's not a good sign.
Hold on. The answer is that song from Aaliyah that has that little baby go... Delighted Baby, I think is the name of the song.
Show me Delighted Baby by Aaliyah. Nick, where did you get that baby? God damn it, Nick.
It was in the ice.
Nick, give it back to the... Okay, no, that is not correct. Aaron, do you want to give another guess?
Lose control of body and soul. Let's get it started in hot. That's the only song, other than song I know, that has lose control in it.
No, that is not something that would cause me to lose control at a wedding. I think I said this on an episode, maybe a Patreon, but I did have a dream where the Black Eyed Peas were playing that song at an outdoor party that I was at, and they were like, you know what? We're having such a good time tonight. Let's just play the original version of the song. And I said, no!
No!
JPC, is lose control a hint?
No.
Buzz.
Oh, then fuck.
Adel.
This is truly, no joking, this is the one song I have demanded be played at four different weddings.
Sure.
And then during the song, I always lift up the groom and bounce around. This is Firework by Katy Perry.
Great song. Getting close to making me lose control, but not the correct answer for this round.
Mr. Brightside.
Not Mr. Brightside. Okay. I'm going to need final guesses on a song that would cause me to absolutely fucking
Can we
lose
have
control
one hint?
Wedding.
Is there one song we're guessing, or it could be a number of songs?
This is a song at a wedding which would be the most likely song to get me to freaking lose control. Can you have...
The bride.
Oh, I gotta get up. I gotta start dancing. What are you doing? It's a ceremony.
Dum, dum, dum. Yes. That's my song.
I wanna see if there's a way that I can give you a hint that won't cause you to instantly... will give you the answer. And I gotta say, there's not a lot of lyrics in this song that won't immediately give you the answer.
Tequila.
So,
tequila.
No, it's not.
The only lyrics in the song Tequila are tequila.
Is it a male or female singer?
Male singer. And I will say, okay, here's one that I think might, that I might not give it away.
Okay.
It's a question and a response.
Yes.
Am I bad about that money? Break it down.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Adel.
Buzz.
Bruno Mars.
Buzz. Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk.
Aaron, don't say it while he's guessing.
I knew it was Uptown Funk, and I was going to say that as a joke, because that's the song that everyone danced to.
Wait a minute.
Julio, get the stretch. And... Julio, I need to get a stretcher because you're carrying me off that dance floor because I'm losing control.
Is your favorite part to dance to the up town, funk you up, and you start pointing at your friends.
Mm-hmm. I do. The last several weddings I've been at that have played that song, I do always stop what I'm doing and run to the dance floor. So you are dead right.
I gotta say, my favorite part is the don't believe me, just watch, because that's the part where the really good dancer will dance really well, and people will watch. And we'll say,
ooh,
we didn't believe them, but they're dancing really well.
I can't believe I wanted to say Uptown Funk every round, but I was like, I should probably go for joke answers.
Yeah.
If I had known that Lose Yourself wasn't a hint, I would have gotten it sooner.
I saw a guy at a wedding do the splits on Don't Believe Me, Just Watch. Brant. And on the brant, he did the splits.
Holy shit. That's
amazing.
Wow.
Hey, was he able to get back up, or is this just a very drunk guy?
Oh, he died. we didn't believe him, though.
At all. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so I went to a wedding. My buddy Paul Whitehair got married, and his wife is a professional dancer. And that wedding was like, 50% improvisers, 50% professional dancers, and it was wild.
Yeah, because it's funny dancing and real dancing.
Exactly. Oh. And the fucking real dancers, there was like a lot of choreographed dancing going on too.
It was amazing.
It was fun to watch.
The last wedding I went to before quarantine was a friend of mine who married a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. So all her bridesmaids were Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. So the dancing was like the most, it was like a Super Bowl halftime show.
That's so cool. My friends are so lame.
I say, if you have lame friends, that's okay. They can still marry an interesting person, and then it's a half fun wedding.
Oh, yeah. Please, friends, please.
Round three of international law. It's tied up.
Yes.
There's a law in New Zealand that states you cannot fly with a rooster in a hot air balloon. When I become a dad, would I refer to a fart as unloading my hot air balloon?
Buzz.
Aaron?
No, you're not going to. Because you're going to say something else. You're going to say it's something else.
Okay, Adel?
You're not going to say, Buzz, you're not going to say it's unloading your hot air balloon. You're going to call it, Daddy just flew with a rooster.
Okay, no points awarded that round. I would, yes, I would say I'm unloading a hot air balloon. I think that that's funny, and I think that I would say that.
They're going to get in so much trouble at school.
All right. Round four, international law. According to a law in Scotland, you must allow someone into your house if he knocks on your door and needs to use the bathroom. One time, I had a shit so bad that I got off the train on my way home from work and used the bathroom at a Noodles & Company. After I pooped, I felt guilty about using the bathroom without making a purchase. And I do like the food at Noodles & Company. Did I make a purchase?
Yes. Buzz.
Aaron?
Buzz, you got the kids.
I said Buzz first.
Yes, you got the kids' mac and cheese.
Adel? Chance to steal?
Buzz, I want to say yes because you and I ate at Noodles & Company and you were raving about the food the whole time. But
I like the food at Noodles & Company. That is part of the setup here.
To try and eke out a win, I will say no, you did not, even though you felt bad.
Adel, you are correct. I did not.
Whoa.
I was very embarrassed. It was stinky what I had done in there. I was two stops from home, and it was an emergency. And I was too embarrassed to make a purchase, even though I would have liked to eat the food. My stomach was not feeling well enough to eat Noodles & Company, which is mostly grease.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Adel, you are up by 1 point. Round five. In Switzerland, it's illegal to own one guinea pig because they're prone to loneliness. Spaghetti the dog is often bored during the day, so if I had to get her another doggy friend to play with, what would I name it?
Buzz.
Aaron.
Meatball.
Very close. I will also just let everyone know that Spaghetti had her first meatballs.
Bread.
Hold on. You've already given an answer, and I'm in the middle of an anecdote.
I'm sorry. Go do your anecdote. Yes,
Nick,
sir,
can
please.
We do something about her?
Nick, okay. Yeah, do something about me. Nick,
please, hypothermia.
Nick, where did your shirt go and where did you get a full snake?
I wrapped the baby.
Never mind.
In my shirt.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know, Nick. I don't want to know.
I saved a baby.
I don't want to know. Spaghetti, she went through some leash training classes, some virtual leash training classes, and they told us to get like tier 1, 2, 3, and 4 rewards for her when she's being a good girl. And one of the tier 4 rewards was meatballs. So we made meatballs and broke them up and have been giving them to her on walk. And that's her first time eating meatballs.
Does she love them?
Yeah, of course. She loves them so much that before the recording today, we had a little walk. She ate a meatball, but she just sucked it down. She didn't chew it at all. And then she walked around the house going, for like 4 minutes. And we were like, what do we do? Like, do we have to, like, she's breathing. Like, what do we do?
That's also what I do after I've had really good Italian food. Oh, I go, yeah. My compliments to the chef.
Can I have some gabagool and some Adel, chance to steal.
Gnocchi, so good, I don't chew it. I'm going to say you wouldn't name it meatball because you're a vegetarian. So I'm going to say, even though Aaron said garlic bread, I'm going to avoid that one. So I'm going to say you would name it Parmesan, but you would sometimes call it gondola.
incorrect, both of you. Neither one of you are close with Italian food. Now, I will say, this is a name that I have mentioned before. I think I've mentioned on this podcast that I would name my my second dog this.
Buzz.
Adel.
I remember us talking about this.
It's not Little Piss Pants. No.
It's not. Is it? I don't think it's food.
It's not food. It's not food.
Well, hold on. I said Little Piss Pants.
I'm sorry.
What have you guys been eating?
Italian food, Adel.
Big
that's
piss
Italian
pants?
Food. All of the big piss pants. Welcome to Jimmy John's.
And also, like, it's not like a like Gary or something like that.
It is
not like a
I will
guy's
say,
name.
It is not a. It is not
it like
a
shorts
name.
Or something? Like
it's not shorts.
Something weird.
Is Adel? It Joaquin Phoenix's The Joker?
No. I Todd Phillips. I will name my second dog
can
Todd
we have,
Phillips.
Can we have one more hint?
Okay.
If it's not food and it's not a proper name, what is it? Give us a category.
Okay, so when I'm training this dog, I will probably use a clicker. And no, I'm not talking about one of these.
Mouse.
I'm showing
mouse. Buzz, mouse.
No, I'm not talking about one of these.
Remote control.
Oh, Buzz.
Adel?
I think in one of the first 10 episodes of Hey Riddle Riddle, you suggested the name the Internet. Internet for a pet.
Adel, that is very close. That is very close, but it's not the correct answer.
www.dog.com.
Hold on. Now it goes back to Aaron.
Wait, can someone buy a fish and call it the Internet? Please. Please, you guys, please buy a fish and call it the Internet.
This is the last round. I'm going to need answers here.
It's a remote control, but not the one that you're holding. What did you say? It's a clicker?
I said, I will be using a clicker to train my dog. And no, I'm not talking about one of these. Showing a mouse. That clicks.
I don't know.
And Adel was close with the Internet.
I don't know.
Okay.
Google.
Adel, one more chance for you.
You are going to name your new dog that's going to be a companion to Spaghetti. You're going to name it Excel Spreadsheet.
If I get a second dog, I will, of course, name it Website.
Oh.
Website.
Spaghetti and Website. Because I think it is funny to yell, Spaghetti! And I think it is funny to say, Website! What are you doing? Website!
Oh, you have to get... And can it be smaller than Spaghetti? And then they solve mysteries.
Spaghetti is a bully, so I cannot get a dog that's smaller than her. I have to get a dog that's way bigger than her to
that's
keep
great.
Her in
check. That's great. That's hilarious, then.
A
massive dog called
again.
Website.
Well, get a smaller dog and call it Tuffums, and it'll be fine.
All right. Adel is still up by 1 point, and there is one more round left in international law. It's anyone's ball game. In Greece, it is against the law to wear heels at historical sites.
Sandy?
Who is the greatest heel in professional wrestling history?
Buzz.
I don't know wrestling.
Adel?
The greatest heel has to be...
Aaron, well, you could certainly just guess some wrestlers' names, just FYI.
Mr. So, Smash!
Hold on, but it's Adel's.
Well, she stole my answer. It was Mr. Smash.
I'm comfortable
Smash.
With what I said.
The greatest heel in professional wrestling history.
So this is tough because a lot of wrestlers start off as heels but then become faces, like The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin. So I'm going to say... In the history of wrestling, the most lovable hated guy is maybe the Iron Sheik?
Oh, that's a really good guess, but it is not correct. And keep in mind, when I say greatest in wrestling history, I only know the shit that I know. So this is
course,
a subjective
of course,
answer.
Of course.
The Iron Sheik was a little outside of the realm of wrestling that I cared about. Aaron, would you care to wager an answer?
Muscle Goose.
No, that is not a wrestler.
That Buzz? Would be a fun wrestling.
Adel?
The Undertaker?
It is not The Undertaker, but The Undertaker is a fucking really good guess. That's got to be a close second in terms of heels. Heels, Aaron, by the way, are the bad guys in wrestling.
Yeah, and Dr. Bully.
I will say that everyone, each one of you, knows this wrestler.
The Rock.
Aaron, that's a great guess, but it's not correct. The Rock spent more time as a face than a heel.
Buzz, is
Adel?
It? Is it Hulk Hogan, but outside of the ring, just as a terrible human being?
Adel, the answer is Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Wow, you two are soulmates. I had to
stop trying to guess a real answer and tap into JPC's psyche. Honestly, I didn't think I'd make it back out, but
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, Adel, don't do that again. I'm serious.
I almost got lost in there.
You guys, I'm sorry. Or fine. I'm finally going to tell everyone. 2 years ago, Adel went into JPC's psyche, and I had to go in like with a sword. I had to fight like a dragon, and by dragon, I mean it was a police horse. It was really bad. I saved him. It was sort of like a knight in shining armor thing. But please don't go back in there. I was in there 8 years that time. It was like 5 minutes in the real world.
I still sometimes, if I sleep past 9 a.m., I sometimes will just wake up and go, hey, get that police horse away from my cousin, because it's stupid.
Adel, you have won the herb stripper combo kit. That is right. You have it's a little metal herb stripper with pictures of the herbs on it. You just run them through the holes and it strips them off, and some herb stripping scissors. These are scissors with like 5 blades on them, and then they help you dice and mince herbs up so you never have to do shopping ever again.
Oh my God.
I'm so jealous.
Truly, this is something I have in my online shopping cart, because a lot of HelloFresh comes with herbs and I'm tired of picking. They're like, pick the leaves off. And I'm like, what am I made of time? So
pun.
This is
Adel. No, he's not allowed to get anything after that. At least pun. I didn't say I was made of time with a Y.
Adel, also, that means control of the board. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to give the quickest plug. If you're ever in Chicago, please stop by my strip club. It is called Herbs. We have all the sexiest strippers. We have Rosemary, Thyme, Sage.
Are you going to get away with this?
Turmeric.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, that is turmeric.
Oh, I can do this too. It's These are my turmeric. Stripper friends, Salt and Pepper, and we're about to fuck you up.
All right. Adel, control of the board goes to you. Your categories are roads, fine dining, Boston, and space.
Okay, well, where I'm going, I don't need roads, so I'm going to go to the new category, which seems right in my wheelhouse, and I'm going to go fine dining.
Fine dining. This is a great category. So here's the way that it works. You're going to have to buzz in. I'm going to give you some famous dishes with one ingredient missing. You're going to have to tell me what the ingredient is that completes that dish.
Yes.
I cannot wait. This is such a fun idea.
All right. First up, Spanish paella. We have rice, chicken or seafood, sofrito, which is finely chopped onions, garlic, tomatoes, and...
Buzz.
Adel.
Love.
No.
I mean
that's
saffron.
Funny.
I mean
give
saffron.
It to him.
I'm just crazy about saffron. Saffron's just crazy about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. Adel, that is correct. Saffron, 1 point goes to Adel.
Woo!
Your next
I think
entry.
He should have gotten a point for love, too. Can you give him another point? I think he deserves it. That's funny.
Your next entry. Poutine, French fries, brown gravy, and... Aaron.
I don't know. Flour or something? There's something weird in it.
Poutine with flour.
Buzz.
Yes, well, the flour goes in the gravy. Adel.
Free healthcare.
Nice, that's funny too. Come on,
Gemma,
he's got to win.
Be so mad at you for these joke answers, Aaron. Back to you. Poutine,
potato.
Canada's favorite dish.
Oh, I know.
French fries, brown gravy, and
I know
cheese.
Buzz,
Aaron.
Buzz,
can you be more specific
provolone.
About the
buzz?
Adel, to you.
Cheese curds.
Adel, 2 points. You have 2 points now. It is, of course, cheese curds. They love their cheese curds. Now, they like their cheese curds like the squeaky kind. Oh,
yeah.
Boy. I got to have the deep fried. I can't do the squeaky. It just doesn't do it for me. All right. We have tacos, meat or vegetables, salsa, onions, cilantro, and...
Buzz.
I heard Adel first.
No!
A taco shell. Or tortilla.
A tortilla is correct.
Come on.
Adel has 3 points. Okay, next entry, marzipan.
I love these are getting easier.
Marzipan is sugar, corn syrup, egg whites, and...
Buzz.
Aaron.
Butter.
Buzz.
Adel.
I don't know the exact term, but it's like almond paste.
It is finely ground almonds. Correct.
Yeah.
This game is bullshit.
Adel's
you guys
up.
Just watch me go online and order Adel's a bunch of stuff from Williams Sonoma while I wipe tears from my eyes.
Adel's up 4-0. The next entry is ketchup. We have tomatoes, sugar, and...
Buzz.
Aaron.
Vinegar.
Vinegar. Vinegar. Aaron's on the board. Aaron is on the board with vinegar. This one was new to me. I do not know this one. Hong Kong style French toast. We have brioche or challah bread, eggs, condensed milk, and...
And I'm so sorry. You said Hong Kong?
This is Hong Kong style French toast.
What the fuck?
Brioche or challah bread, eggs, condensed milk, and...
Buzz.
Buzz.
Addle?
Sriracha?
No.
That's a great... That sounds interesting. Buzz?
Aaron.
Sugar? Like brown sugar? Like a syrup or something? It's got to be something sweet.
No. Nope.
Buzz?
Addle?
Sorry, did you mention egg in there?
I did mention egg. Eggs were second.
Is it like fried rice?
No. Aaron?
Buzz.
Hong Kong.
Yeah, please.
Toast.
Is it like a kind of like syrup or sauce or something? We're missing like a flavor. Candy?
Okay, so it's not candy. Addle, this will be your final guess. Addle, what's yours?
Soy sauce.
Aaron, final guess?
Or miso.
I got nothing.
Really? You're just going to waste that final guess?
Okay, fine, fine. American French toast that they chop up and put in.
So Hong Kong style French toast is like a piece of bread and then another piece of bread like a sandwich, and in the middle is peanut butter and jam.
That sounds so good.
Mm-hmm, yes.
That sounds
wow.
Okay, so next up we have hummus. Hummus is garlic, lemon juice, tahini, and
Buzz.
Aaron.
Chickpeas.
Chickpeas. Aaron's on the board. Next up we have fish and chips. This is fish and
Buzz.
Buzz.
Addle.
Chips.
Correct.
French fries.
No, it's chips. Okay. The next entry here is Vietnamese pho. We have broth, herbs, chicken or beef, and
Buzz.
Buzz.
Addle.
Noodles.
Sorry, I need to be more specific.
Pho noodles.
Buzz.
Aaron?
Rice noodles.
Rice noodles. Aaron steals it with rice noodles.
I lived on the same street as Pho Lily for 6 years, bitch. I had pho so much that my doctor was like, why so much salt? And I said, in the winter, I get too tired to walk to this door, so I have pho every day.
Should your doctor have said, what the pho is going on here?
Exactly.
You're the fucking.
You.
Okay. Indonesian rendang. Beef.
Rendang?
Rendang. R-E-N-D-A-N-G. Rendang. Beef, lemongrass, galangal, garlic, turmeric, ginger, chilies, and...
Buzz.
Aaron?
Rice.
It's not rice, no.
Buzz.
Addle?
I want to say rendang sauce.
It's not rendang sauce, but you're kind of close with sauce.
Buzz.
Addle?
Sriracha again.
It is not sriracha. Control goes back to Aaron.
Oh, is it like, like a bread?
It's not a bread.
Buzz.
Addle?
Fish sauce?
It's not fish sauce, but sauce is close. This is like a curry, basically.
Okay.
All right, final guesses.
I don't know. Coconut milk or something like that.
Aaron, correct. It is coconut milk.
Nice.
Yay!
One.
Coconut milk makes the curry.
Make curry.
Okay. Next entry, we have sushi. This is raw fish, rice, and...
Buzz.
Buzz.
Addle?
Nori or seaweed?
Yes, correct. That is nori or seaweed. We would have accepted both.
You don't even know sushi, Addle. Goes on to the Crate and Barrel website, orders $700 worth
okay.
of kitchen
I would, Aaron, the next time the three of us on our road trip, hopefully touring in Boston, we have to go to a Cracker Barrel, and I will pay you $1,000 if you straight face order sushi at a Cracker Barrel.
Okay. Can I ask for sushi to go?
Either way, the people that work there will love this joke. Neapolitan pizza. We have dough, tomato, basil, olive oil, and...
Buzz.
Buzz.
Addle?
Mozzarella?
Aaron?
Mozzarella.
Traditional Neapolitan pizza doesn't even need the mozzarella. It could just be the dough, the tomato, the basil, and the olive oil.
Oh.
That's a tomato pie. But the one thing that it does need is a
someone
wood fire oven. a wood fire oven.
JPC, that's sort of interesting.
The Neapolitan pizza.
A hungry, hungry tummy.
We also would have accepted mozzarella. Adel, you get the point, which means that you win the fine dining round. Aaron, you were only three behind. It was very close. And Adel, you're going to win one of my favorite prizes in the whole kitchen upgrade trivia challenge.
Yes. My kitchen's upgraded.
This is the OXO Good Grips No Spill Ice Cube Tray.
What this is
an ice cube tray with a little piece of silicone on the top. You fill it up, you press it down, you drain all the excess water out, and now you have perfect ice cubes every time.
This is life changing.
I have two of these, and these are a game changer. I do iced coffees almost every day.
So
these things
cool.
are wonderful.
You guys are going to talk about those every episode, and I'm not going to have anything
Aaron,
to say.
Aaron, you can come visit my ice cubes anytime.
Aaron,
can I come over before I move to LA and you can order me $250 worth of Eataly?
Aaron, Nick is feeling bad for you, so he's giving you control of the board. Your topics.
Maybe a nodding.
I gotta say no.
Your categories.
You're not gonna order me $250 worth of Eataly.
Hold on. $250 worth of Eataly is two sandwiches at Eataly.
That's true. Is Eataly still open? Isn't the whole thing?
You
it's
can
like
order.
An open air thing?
Can order takeout from them or
that
delivery.
Place truly is phenomenal.
It's so
Aaron,
good. Okay.
Control the board goes to you. You have Rhodes, Boston, and space as your categories.
Let's do Rhodes.
And space. You are doing Rhodes. Okay, Rhodes it is. James Rhodey Rhodes is a fictional character initially portrayed by Terrence Howard and then by Don Cheadle in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, a film franchise based on the Marvel comic character of the same name and sometimes referred to by his alter ego, War Machine. In the 2008 film Iron Man, Terrence Howard had the unintentionally funniest line of the movie when he looked at the War Machine armor. What was that line?
Oh, shit!
Buzz.
Adel.
I gotta get me one of these?
No, he did not say, I gotta get me one of these. That is a very close guess. Not very close.
Buzz.
Aaron.
I'd wait longer in line for this than I did for the iPhone.
It was 2008. That would have been a really good line. But no, this was an unintentionally very funny line.
Oh, Buzz?
Yes.
I got to make the most of this suit because I'm not going to be in the sequel.
Yeah.
My role's going to go to a better actor.
Very close, but can you be more succinct with that?
Buzz, definitely going to be in the second movie.
Okay, we're circling
it. I'm irreplaceable.
Buzz, Iron Man, more like We-Run Man.
The line that we were looking for was, next time, baby.
That's brutal.
The reason that Terrence Howard wasn't in that second movie was he was the first one to sign on to Iron Man. He was the highest paid actor on Iron Man. And then for the sequel, they were like, oh yeah, we're going to cut your pay way down. And he was like, no. And they were like, you're fired. So Terrence Howard fought for his pay and he lost. That's why you don't go against Disney. Okay, round two. Rhode Island is the smallest state in the Union. If you had to cut the country up into Rhode Island-sized pieces, how many pieces would that be? And bonus points, if you can tell me if that would make things better or worse for us.
Buzz.
Aaron, I heard you first.
I think it's 600 pieces. It could only get worse from here.
Okay, you're right. It could only get worse if it was 600 pieces. Adel, how many pieces?
I'm going to go Price is Right rules. I'm going to say $5.99, and I'm going to say we're worse off because going across state lines is now exhausting.
Yeah,
because of all the tolls.
It would make things very exhausting. Congress would get the exact amount of things done, which is an interesting side note for there, but it would be 4,000 pieces.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot about Texas and Alaska.
Yeah, Rhode Island, very small. America, very big. So no points awarded there. If I told you that a person was a Rhodes Scholar, what would that mean?
Buzz.
Adel?
They are Bill Clinton. And they received a scholarship to read On the Road by Jack Kerouac while eating Rocky Road. And I see my time, suck my dick, fuck you.
Okay, very good. Aaron, if I told you that a person was a Rhodes Scholar, what would that mean?
JPC, it means they're wicked smart.
I would say that Aaron is closest without going over.
Buzz.
Isn't it like Oxford or something?
Yeah, they got to go to Oxford.
So that's not the answer that I'm looking for. If I told you that a person was a Rhodes Scholar, what would that mean? I mean, yes, technically it means that they went to Oxford or whatever.
Oh, Buzz.
Aaron?
They're insufferable.
Aaron, they are an asshole.
Yes!
That is correct. The point goes to Aaron.
Oh, Mark, I got it.
You got to go inside JPC's head.
If I say that guy's a Rhodes Scholar, what I mean is that guy is an asshole. They say that your porn star name is your first pet in the street you grew up on. According to this logic, my name would be Casey Ritter. If it was the second pet and second address, it would be Sassy Red Coach. If I was offered a job doing one porn shoot, just one, and I'm done using one of those names, how much would that offer have to be for me to seriously consider doing it?
Buzz.
Aaron?
I think you would do Sassy, and it would be for $450.
$450 to seriously consider it.
To get
Buzz.
That name out there.
Adel?
I think I agree with Aaron. It's Sassy Red Coach.
Of course it is. Yeah, Sassy Red Coach.
That's the most phenomenal fake name of all time. And
I think I'm going to do an 1800s woman who's solving mystery, and that's her name.
Ooh, I'm Sassy Red Coach. And there's no price they pay you. You pay them.
Sassy Red Coach doesn't pay you to do porn.
4,000, just like the amount of Rhode Islands there are.
The actual amount would be $25,000. I think I'd probably consider it for $25,000.
Nice.
Speaking of porn, if I were to say that something was ridden hard and put away wet, what inadvisable practice would I be referring to?
Buzz.
Addle.
Horseback riding?
I'm going to need more specific. What inadvisable practice would I be referring to?
Horseback riding while puking.
Oh, this horse is soaking wet. Was someone puking on this horse? Aaron, do you want to steal?
Using a horse as a boat.
Oh, boy. This game has taken a lot out of you. No, the correct answer, horseback riding is close. The correct answer is riding a horse and then stabling it without giving it a proper brushing and cleaning.
Come on, I was right there.
Yeah, that...
both of you were right there. Neither of you had the answer. All right, Aaron is still up by one. So, Adel, this is your last chance to steal. This is the last round of
I think my dog's going to poop on the floor.
Okay,
which is
Aaron's
fine.
Aaron's speaking her strategy out loud.
She's going to poop on the floor, but I don't. My biggest concern is that she's going to be really mad at herself. She's so embarrassed and she feels so guilty when she does that.
Sympathy card alert.
I'm
horses.
Getting destroyed in this game, Adel.
Aaron, you are currently winning this game. Horses were quickly replaced as the primary means of transportation by the automobile. Now a fixture of our roadways, the red octagonal stop sign is iconic, but this was not the original color and shape. What was the design of the first stop sign?
Buzz.
Aaron?
It was a rectangle, and it said, "Whoa, horse, slow down."
Buzz.
Addel.
It was a triangle, and it said, "Hold your horses."
I like how it's the pun has nothing to do with it being a triangle.
It was
but
green?
It's just, no, we need color and shape. Color and shape.
Buzz.
Aaron.
Yellow. No, white. And a square.
It was not a white square. Addle.
Buzz. Black circle.
It was not a black circle. Aaron.
Yellow triangle.
It was not a yellow triangle. Here's the hint that I will give you. If I saw one of these while I was skiing, I would have a hard time stopping.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Addle.
A black diamond.
It is a black diamond. So it is tied up. We are at the end of the round. And so we are going to go to the tiebreaker that I built into this game. And that is, how many fingers am I holding up?
Buzz.
Okay?
Buzz.
It's one hand. You both will get a guess.
Buzz.
You can both guess the same answer. We have to do it again.
Buzz. You're holding. Buzz.
I'm sorry. Yes, Aaron, you can go first. How many fingers am I holding up?
Well, one of them is the loofah.
That's what I was going to say.
I think you're holding up three fingers.
Addle?
I think you're holding up two fingers. It's your two middle fingers.
Addle,
that's the right one.
It was very specific, but I am holding up two fingers. Addle, you win.
Woo!
Again, you're sweeping this round. You win the category of roads. And what does Addle win?
I hope it's not something that picks your dog's poop off the ground. I need it, Addle.
Addle, You win our penultimate prize. Our penultimate prize.
I want it.
A kitchen set. You win a waffle maker, an oyster waffle maker, and the perfect pancake batter mixer. This is a tube that you make that you put your pancake batter in and then squeeze the batter out. It mixes it perfect every time.
Ooh,
congratulations.
Hey, better, 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 better. So wing better.
We still have our grand prize.
Can I come over and you can order me $350 worth of Eataly, please?
Our grand prize is still up for grabs. And Aaron, since you have not won anything yet, the final two categories, we will only use one of these two categories. One of these, I think, is going to be more advantageous for you. The final two categories are Boston
and Keefe.
Space.
It would be funnier if I chose space, but I'll go with Boston.
Aaron has selected Boston. From 2001 to 2005, Adel?
Bill Burr.
Okay.
Come
on. That is incorrect.
That's going to be the answer to all of them.
Aaron, you'll get a chance to steal this. From 2001 to 2005, this actor was the series lead on David E. Kelly's Boston Public, playing the role of Principal Stephen Harper.
I know this.
Buzz.
Aaron.
William Shatner.
Buzz.
Adel.
I think you're thinking of Shit My Dad Says. I used to be obsessed with this show. The principal's name is an unforgettable name because it's one of my favorite drinks. It is Chai McBride.
Yes, that is correct. I'm not sure if it's chai or chi, but it's definitely Mr. McBride.
You think people from Boston watched that?
Speaking of McBrides, according to the 2009 fanfic, Love, Gunsmoke, and Fries, a noir fast food story, submitted to fanfiction.net by user Raven in Darkness, which McDonald's character played the role of Ronald McDonald's wife?
Buzz.
Adel?
Buzz.
Grimace.
It's not Grimace on this fanfic. Aaron?
The Hamburglar.
It is not the Hamburglar.
Buzz.
Adel.
Birdie.
Adel, it is Birdie the Early Bird, introduced in the 80s to promote the next breakfast menu, the first female McDonald's character.
Can we just, I just need to take a quick time out to say I'm mentally invincible tonight.
I should have chosen space. This has nothing to do with Boston.
In golf, scoring a birdie means scoring one below par on a given hole. This subpar actor and now outspoken conservative Twitter firebrand concealed multiple strokes while filming the show with this theme song. And I think I have to share my screen so that you guys can hear the theme song. I hope this works. And I hope that you can't actually see this. Oh, no, you can't.
The A to B buzz.
I can see the
buzz
question.
What was it? Did it pull up?
Buzz Kevin Sorbo. Kevin Sorbet. Kevin Sorbo had multiple strokes?
Oh, boy. Okay, well, we didn't get to the music clip, which is fine, because now it doesn't need to be edited into the episode.
Just for listeners, JBC pulled up an audio file with a big old screen that said Hercules.
Kevin Sorbo suffered like three strokes while filming Hercules.
So technically, that's an eagle.
That's an eagle.
This had nothing to do with Boston.
Okay, Dunkin' Donuts is a well-known Boston staple. In 1990, the chain was acquired by Allied Domecq, which also owns Baskin-Robbins, and select retail stores were merged to include items from both chains. The only sorbet flavor sold at Baskin-Robbins is raspberry sorbet. How many flavors of sherbet do they have?
Buzz.
Aaron.
Three.
Aaron, that is correct.
Yay! Three.
Aaron, I will give you one bonus point per sorbet flavor. I'm sorry, four Ooh. Per sherbet flavor that you can guess of the three.
Buzz. I don't have
yes,
to
Aaron,
buzz.
Yes, I said I was good. I was
orange. Thinking. Orange.
Correct. One
Lemon.
Bonus point.
Strawberry. Strawberry is what I meant. Lemon. Strawberry. Lemon.
Aaron.
Lime.
Aaron.
Coconut.
Okay.
Coconut.
Aaron, there's blood
Aaron,
coming out of your eyes.
Aaron, you got one bonus point. It means it's 2-3. Adel's still ahead. The ones that you
rainbow.
Were missing were the ones that you were missing were rainbow and
knew that.
Wild and Reckless. What is Wild and Reckless? A green apple, blue raspberry, and fruit punch flavored sherbet party.
That is also one of my
website.
Favorite game shows on Nickelodeon. What Wild and Reckless Kids.
Hosted by Nick Cannon. In 2017, Portland, Oregon-based experimental country folk rock band Blitzen Trapper released their ninth album, Wild and Reckless. The lyrics on the title track of that album are as follows. Well, we danced in the back of the pickup truck till the sky turned to roses. Then we drove into town and we danced some more till the ballrooms all were closing. And that red dress baby that your sister made, when you dance it sure looks fine. And when we've both grown old and we're looking back on these wild and reckless times, are these the best days of our lives? Some would argue the best days of our lives is the American daytime soap opera that shares the same name. It's one of the world's longest running television programs, airing nearly every weekday since November 8th, 1965. As of December 17th, 2020, how many episodes have aired?
Buzz.
A buzz.
Adel.
I just buzzed in. I'm going to let Aaron answer, but I just want to say that 8 years ago, Joran Gargello and I saw Blitz and Trappin live.
Is that true?
Yeah, we saw him at Empty Bottle.
I'd never heard of him.
I think there's been 20,000 episodes.
Adel?
I'm going to say 22,500.
Aaron, you both went over. That's a ton of fucking episodes. But Aaron, you were closest, so I will give you the point. It is 14,000 episodes. As of December 17th, 2020, there have been 14,000 episodes of Days of Our Lives.
Wow, that's crazy.
Which means it is tied up for the last question of this round for the grand prize. Speaking of episodes, a British-American comedy television series created by David Crane and Jeffrey Clarick by that same name
Buzz.
Featured the return of regular television for one Matt LeBlanc, who portrayed a
Buzz.
Fictionalized version of himself. What Boston suburb is the real Matt LeBlanc from?
Buzz.
Aaron.
Oh, shit. It's not Newton. I thought it was Newton for a second. It's not.
Buzz.
Aaron,
Buzz.
The answer is Newton.
Yes! Oh, come on.
Adel, were you going to guess Newton?
I was going to guess Tiny Boston.
Aaron, correct. The answer is Newton. And give me 1 second, and we will get your grand prize.
Aaron, I just want to say congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm happy for you.
Aaron, this absolutely woke Spaghetti up because it was right by her head.
Good. She's got to get ready for a website.
This looks good. This looks good. It's in
your
the biggest
grand
box.
Prize.
Oh, my
Aaron,
God, I'm so
the,
excited.
You got the big one. You got the big one.
I'll trade it for the waffle maker.
Your grand prize is 4 different fancy olive oils.
Yes!
And
that's what I wanted. I'm going to drink them.
2 olive oil spigot spouts that you can put on the bottle so that you can pour them.
Olive oil is my favorite thing. This is my favorite food.
I believe that we have basil olive oil,
wow.
Tuscan herb olive oil.
Aaron's crying. Aaron's literally crying.
Truffle olive oil, which is I've never had. And then garlic olive oil. Some fancy olive oils for a fancy lady.
I'd like to thank the Academy and all the potatoes I'm going to eat in the week where I use all of these olive oils.
I want to thank Matt LeBlanc for playing the dumbest character ever to live. Aaron, I think like 30 episodes ago, you kept saying how badly you want the three of us to go to an olive oil tasting.
Yeah, I want to have, instead of a flight of beer or wine, I want a flight of olive oil at restaurants.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
So your dream came true.
Well, speaking of a flight, I've got a flight to catch. That's right. I'm the host of this game, and I'm going on a vacation with Nick. Nick agreed to go on a vacation. Nick? Okay, Nick is gone. So he's probably fucking an intern or something. God damn him.
He deserved better than this place.
There's a big hole in the ice over there.
Okay, so I guess Nick tricked me, and I bought 2 tickets to Italy. Then I guess I'm just have to eat the cost of that. Well, fuck. Aaron, say the thing. Just end the thing.
Thank you so much for doing these episodes. They're so fun. JBC, you're weirdly good at coming up with nonsensical game shows. And Neptune. Bye, everybody.
Time for me to make some Hong Kong toast.
Check, check. Dang it, that's the wrong theme. They are really similar, dude. That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.